I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A bipartisan group of Colorado legislators say they plan to introduce a bill aimed at increasing vaccination rates in the state. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The proposed legislation would require parents seeking a vaccine exemption for non-medical reasons to use a specific form. They would also need to get the signature of a doctor or take an online vaccine education class. State Senator Julie Gonzalez made it clear the bill would not get rid of exemptions.
Right now, it's far easier for a parent to sign a vaccine exemption than it is to take the time and effort to get their kid vaccinated. And so it's not surprising that Colorado consistently ranks among the states with the highest levels of exemptions in the United States.
A 2019 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Colorado kindergartners were the least vaccinated in the country for the MMR vaccine against measles, mumps, and rubella, and the varicella vaccine against chickenpox. Colorado is one of about 15 states, including Idaho and Utah, that allow vaccine exemptions based on personal reasons in addition to religious or medical ones. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
One person died in the crash of a small plane on an instructional flight that took off from the Fremont County Airport yesterday. An NTSB spokesman says the Piper PA-28 with three people on board crashed on nearby land owned by the Colorado Department of Corrections. A flight instructor, a student pilot, and a passenger were on board at the time. A preliminary report on the investigation's findings is expected within 2 weeks. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.